From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the newspaper columnist who 3 years ago unmasked a CIA agent speaks at last and reveals what?
But first, 7 Israeli soldiers were killed today as they patrolled the border with Lebanon. 2 others were kidnapped. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert called the attack an act of war. And Israel has responded, bombing Lebanese targets. I'm joined now by Nicholas Blandford, a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. He is on the Israel-Lebanon border. And Nicholas, what do you see right now?
This is an area where Hezbollah and the Israelis have clashed quite often in the past. And at the moment, they're being shelled quite heavily by the Israelis. There's been a continuous shelling all afternoon, plus an airstrike quite close to here. And I think that what I've been watching is fairly typical of what's been happening all along the border, which is about 70 miles long altogether. The Israelis have taken out some of the bridges connecting the South Lebanon to the rest of the country. So effectively, the South has been cut off.
And Prime Minister Olmert has called this an unprovoked assault by a sovereign nation.
Yes, I mean, the Israelis have been warning for some time, for months really, that Hezbollah has been is considering or attempting to kidnap Israeli soldiers from the border. Hezbollah staged an attempt back in November of last year, a very complex military operation which went wrong, and they didn't succeed in capturing anyone. But it did highlight the fact to the Israelis, as well as everybody else, that Hezbollah is looking to catch some Israeli soldiers. And the reason for that, Hezbollah will say, is that there are still a few Lebanese detainees in Israeli jails, maybe 4 or 5. Almost 6 years ago, Hezbollah kidnapped 3 Israeli soldiers from the Sheva Farms area of the border, and they subsequently swapped them with Israel in January of 2004 for over 400 Lebanese and Palestinian detainees. So clearly, Hezbollah is aiming to achieve the same goal, one, to secure the release of the last handful of Lebanese detainees, and two, also, we shouldn't forget that this comes in the context of what's happening in Gaza at the moment, where another Israeli soldier is being held hostage. So Hezbollah will certainly calculate that capturing 2 Israeli soldiers along the Lebanon-Israel border is obviously going to add a lot more pressure on the Israeli government.
So you think that today's action is connected to the abduction of Gilad Shalit in Gaza 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think the connection is in the timing more than anything else. Hezbollah will calculate that it's a good time to put pressure on the Israeli government. There's been a general outcry amongst ordinary Arabs about what's been happening in Gaza over the past 2 weeks. So Hezbollah, by staging this very audacious attack, I mean, I think this is really the most audacious attack in 6 years since Israel withdrew from South Lebanon. And this is going to certainly encourage the Palestinians. I think the Palestinians will be delighted at what happened along the Lebanon-Israel border today. And it also sends a message to other Arabs that at least Hezbollah is doing something, while their presidents, kings, dictators, what you will, are really not doing an awful lot at the moment, that Hezbollah is out there defending, as they see it, the interests of the Palestinians against Israeli aggression.
Nicholas Blandford is a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor along the Israel-Lebanon border. Thank you, Nicholas.
You're welcome.